Hello, my name is Rufus. That's my name, Rufus. And this is my first podcast. And for right now, I'll just call it The Rufus Show. And before I go off into my other podcast, this beginning podcast would just be an introduction of myself. Like I said, my name is Rufus, which you really know is not my real name. My real name I will keep to myself, because if I say something to piss you guys off or offend you, I don't need you sending me letters or hate email or coming by my house knocking on the door all times of the night, okay? So first off, my name is Rufus. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and this is my first podcast. And speaking of Cleveland, Ohio, let me start out by congratulating the Cavaliers for being conference champions. Right now, we're in the midst of the finals. So they lost, two games, I think, already. But let me at least congratulate them for the conference championship of the East. I love watching basketball for the most part, especially the playoffs and the championship game. And I think it's kind of cool how, like, in a championship game, they have the Star Spangled Banner or America or whatever they sing. But it's always like some big star, she's singing, and, you know, cats be getting kind of teary-eyed and whatnot. But what's funny is to see these big black basketball players, and I like to look at, see who puts their hand on their chest and who doesn't, because of the Pledge of Allegiance or the Star Spangled Banner, whatever they do. But I always kind of equate that to myself and being a kid, when we used to have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I wasn't the smartest kid around, but I was kind of astute, and I kind of knew inherently, I didn't know that word as a kid, but I know it now, inherently, it had to be something a little bit wrong with us little black kids putting our hands on our chest as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance. See, in my young mind, for some reason, I always thought that whoever wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, maybe Mr. Allegiance, wrote it during, I would suffice to say, maybe slavery, I guess. It was probably written in the 1800s, and Mr. Allegiance probably wrote it around slavery. As a matter of fact, the person who wrote it, I don't know his real name, I'm just saying Mr. Allegiance, probably had slaves. I can see this guy now, like, sitting somewhere on his front porch that some slaves built. He's like, I'm Mr. Allegiance. I'm a white aristocrat living in the South. I'm really important. I'm going to write the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance will be for free white Americans, for justice and equality in the United States, and what we stand for as a country. It will only be for free white Americans to pledge their allegiance to. So blacks can't use it. You're not allowed. And this dude, Mr. Allegiance, he probably had slaves. I'm Mr. Allegiance, and now I'm going to write the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will start right now. But first, where's that slave of mine at? Because I need some pen and some paper. Hey, Nigger Ned, can you please fetch me some pen and paper? Because I'm going to write to Pledge of Allegiance now. Hurry up. And while you're at it, fetch me a beer. Okay, now, let me go back. For one thing, I don't know why I came up with Nigger Ned, but for some reason, I always think that black people during, I don't know, the 1800s up to probably the 1940s had some sort of racist two-part name where they really couldn't have any control over what folks called them. So I'm thinking Nigger Ned, or like, what's that one book with Tom Sawyer? He had a Jim Nigger, I think his name was, or Nigger Jim, or some shit like that. But I'm pretty sure that most black people back then had these racist two-part names, Porch Monkey Mike, Nigger Ned, Jim Nigger, or whatever. And I know it's true, because Tom Sawyer wouldn't have written that. I'm pretty sure somewhere in his many travels, Mark Twain, that he came across somebody probably named nigger Jim or the nigger Jack. Can you imagine that? The guy's name was actually Nigger Jim. Nigger Joe. He probably just changed his name to Nigger Jim, so Nigger Joe wouldn't sue him. So he had to change the name up a little bit. Okay, now I'm throwing the N-word around a lot. I'm sorry, I got a slight cold. I'm throwing the N-word around a lot, and there's been some controversy as of late with the N-word, and that where'd that come from? That came from Imus and the nappy-headed hoes comment and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not even going to get into that right now because it's kind of late, and I think it's fruitless, to be honest with you. If I do get into that, it'll be more or less on our reaction as a race to some insignificant person saying some stuff about some girls who never even probably even heard of Imus. So that's pretty much my comment on that. But what we really should be doing something about is some other racist attachments that we of black people have been succumbed to. Like, for instance, I'm thinking about this. I just said porch monkey. I'm not even sure I got that from. I just saw a movie where some guy referred to a black person as a porch monkey. And that's been around for years. Porch monkey, spade, jungle bunny, shine. But porch monkey, if you think about it, can you think about the word porch monkey? I mean, honestly, porch monkey. That's a horrible thing to call a person, a porch monkey. I mean, let's visualize a porch monkey. It's bad enough that I'm pretty sure, like, when somebody is saying something about another person who more than likely is black and calling that person a porch monkey, he's comparing that person to a monkey. So in essence, he's calling black people a monkey. You're a monkey, okay? You're a monkey. It's bad enough that we gotta be monkeys, but we gotta be porch monkeys. So I would imagine that a porch monkey is probably a lazy monkey. Too lazy to do things monkeys do. Cool stuff like swing on trees and eat bananas and maybe eat their own shit and scratch their ass or something like that. I don't know. Whatever monkeys do. And another thing too about the porch monkey thing is that it's obviously had to derive from somewhere where it's bad enough you say, all right, you're a monkey, but you're a porch monkey. So what does that mean? That means you're a lazy monkey, like I just said, and you refuse to go get a job wherever that is that monkeys go to work. So you're an unemployed monkey. So I visualize like some unemployed monkeys sitting on a porch somewhere at an old ramshacked, leaning to the side house down some dirt road somewhere with a bunch of monkeys sitting out front with straw hats on, refusing to go get a job. Like I said, wherever monkeys can go find employment. I'm not sure about that. All these terms are just as harmful as the word nigga, but it's kind of unfortunate that we as a race have already embraced the word nigga as a kind of a term of endearment or just common everyday usage in our language. I'm burping. But what's funny about the word nigga is I'm kind of wrong about that. It's not always used as a term of endearment. I guess depending how you say the word nigga is the meaning of the word, and it helps to shape a situation that you might be in depending on how somebody might come at you with the word nigga. Like, for instance, let's say you walking down the street and you see your dude. You're like, hey, what's up, nigga? Damn! What's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? Damn! See, when you hit it at that high level, that high pitch, that means things are cool between you and your boy. Things are straight. Like, you know, you see your boy. Y'all ain't seen each other in a while. Like, what's up, nigga? Damn! That's that. All right, nigga, shit. I'll see you later, nigga. Give me your number. Nigga, damn! Or you might be in a situation, you walking down the street, seeing a cat you know from a while ago, but you kind of remember your last encounter with something kind of going on there. He come at you with the, what's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? You like, damn, why that nigga coming at me with the, what's up, nigga? And you be like, oh, shit, I borrowed $5 from that nigga 5 years ago, and I still ain't paid that nigga back yet. That nigga pressed with his motherfucking $5 after 5 years? Man, fuck that nigga and his $5 motherfucking dollars. So, you gotta be kind of aware how cats come at you with the word nigga and shit. But normally, I'm not going to use the word nigga. I'm just using it in the context of this podcast right now, because that's what we're talking about. But getting back to, I'm on like three tangents right now. I'm about to go on another one real quick too, because it's funny, like when I said you borrow some money from a cat, you know, borrow money from a cat sometimes can lead or direct where you can and cannot go. Like, for instance, I like to go borrow money from cats at the bar sometimes, because I might want a drink, I might want a beer, I might not have no money. Now don't ask me how I got myself into a situation where I don't have $2.25 to buy a beer. But that's beside the point, and that's another podcast. But let's say you at the bar, you borrow some money from a cat, then you, maybe even a bartender. I've been known to do that. I borrow money from the bartender. He got the beer. I can borrow straight from the source. Why not? Why go to this dude, then go turn around and get this dude the money? I just ask the bartender, hey, dude, let me get a couple of beers. See, but the worst thing you can do is go to the bar while you got money hanging out there and go borrow again. That's called re-borrowing. You can't do that shit. So you can't go back into the bar where you already owe cash money and then go ask another cat for some money. Like, they be like, they'll clown you. Like, damn, dude, every time you come in here, you ain't got no money. You ain't got enough money to buy a beer. Let me see. Before I go any further, I done went off on, what, three or four tangents? Let me think here. I talked about, what's up, nigga? So let me see. I talked about niggas, porch monkeys, let's see here, got some notes here, Nigger Ned, Jim Nigger, Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Allegiance, Free White Americans, No Blacks Allowed, Cavaliers. Well, I don't know, I guess that's my first podcast. I'm going to try to do these maybe every 2 days or whatnot. So, I had to pause for a little bit. So, if I sound kind of disjointed, I'm sitting in my car right now at lunchtime at work, and I'm talking to a small voice recorder. So, it's kind of weird. I don't want people to see me. So, when somebody comes out, it's like whenever you're trying to do something, somebody always comes around and is kind of lingering around your area. It's like, are they doing this on purpose, or did they actually see me sitting here talking into something? Like, what that fool doing over there talking into something? So it's like they're leaning around, messing around with their car, getting stuff out the trunk and all that. They ain't never did that before, but they're going to do it now. But I don't know. Somebody asked me what I was doing. I'm just going to say I was talking to myself. So thanks for listening to the Rufus podcast, and I'll see you next time.